Is this shit on?
No.
It's on.
No.
Yeah.
It's the crank. You need to turn that crank.
I plugged it in.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, we're... welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes, welcome, y'all.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is every place closed? We're at a mall, an outdoor mall.
We're live on location.
Yes, and it's like 10 minutes to noon. Place is full of people, and everybody's waiting to get inside stores.
You would think if I owned a store that I'd want to get the thing opened and get in there and start making some money.
I think the problem is the owners aren't here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would be open.
You know what I feel like? I feel like a caged animal looking through the glass.
I think they should feel like a caged animal.
Why don't they open the damn door, man?
I don't know. Fuck them.
Yeah. And we have money. We want to get in. We want to. I feel like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman when she was on Rodeo Drive and she went in to buy a dress and they ignored her.
You know, so weird. I was just thinking you look like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman.
She,
just for a minute, yeah.
Did you ever think she was gorgeous?
No.
Are you serious?
No, I never did.
No?
Never my thing.
Oh, that movie Pretty Woman just stained the soul.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It
so did. Wait.
What?
At any rate, we're back here after a sabbatical.
Uh-huh. Yes,
yeah,
we are.
We took last week off.
We take a lot of sabbaticals.
Well, you know, we're older. You know, we got to get rest.
I'm using the term we loosely.
It's mostly... Wait.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. A few ups and downs and things going on and all that kind of stuff. And
well, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah.
So things... Yeah.
We'll see what happens next week.
Well, no, we'll be back. Yeah, we're usually good for a couple of weeks at a time before things get too bouncy, and then we have to take a little bit of time off.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So what's been going on in the news lately? Tell me something good. What was your thought about Snoop Dogg at the Super Bowl?
You know, I watched the show, and I like him. Uh-huh. And I like Dre, and I like Eminem.
Uh-huh.
But I thought the show was kind of a yawner.
A little bit. Uh-huh. A little bit. But
and I was concerned that they were only really playing to one side of the stadium.
What about the other people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they get a discount on their ticket?
I don't know. The $150,000 they paid for a ticket, and they don't even get to see him?
Yeah.
I'd be a little pissed off.
Sitting there staring at Snoop Dogg's ass the whole time.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody wants
no,
that.
No, no. But I thought it was kind of cool because so much with rap, you get this East Coast perspective, you know, the Bronx and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
To see the West Coast perspective.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
It's just a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who won, the Redskins or the Raiders?
It was the Houston Oilers.
The Houston Oilers, they pulled it out.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Again.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's that Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell is a rock star.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Too Tall Jones, Roger Starbucks.
Yeah.
From. Yeah. I was impressed with Joe Montana this year.
You know what I like about Joe, what's his name, Starbucks, Roger Starbucks?
Yeah.
Is his theme, and when he spreads his arms like that, out like that, and then says to infinity and beyond.
I love that. Yeah. Didn't he go to ASU?
No, he went to U of A.
No. Really?
No.
No,
did he really go to ASU?
Danny White.
I just assumed you were both. Yeah, Danny White went to ASU.
Yeah. He was an Arizona State guy.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, so if we covered all the topics in the news?
No. But there's the only ones I want to cover. I don't want to talk about this Russia and Ukraine
thing.
I don't know what
it's scary, man.
Maybe. I don't know. Are they bullshitting us? Who knows?
Yeah. It's another one of those things. I think we have more problems at home.
They're for sure bombing next Wednesday. And like now it's the following Sunday.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
No, nothing happens. And they said they were shelling this morning.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, if they were shelling eggs or if they were shelling shells.
I don't know. Shelling shells.
Shelling shells, you know, like bombs, like yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would suck.
All right,
because you know we're gonna get pulled into that shit.
Yeah. All right, okay. So wait, the anticipation builds as we're next to the Polo store.
Yeah, how much time do we have left? Oh, 6 minutes before they
open
the
minutes.
Doors.
Yeah.
So and I bet they don't open it until the clock strikes midnight. I bet they don't.
11:59:59 is when they're gonna open.
Yep.
All right, so we're gonna go use the restroom and we'll be back.
No.
What?
The restroom's far from here.
I know, but I don't want to get stuck.
We're going to get you one of those things. Have you seen those things that you just hook up and it has a little tube
stadium
coming
bag.
Out of it?
Stadium
We're going to get you one of those.
I know, but I want to make sure. Oh.
There's a trash can right next to you.
Should I go in there?
Yeah.
I know, it's not that nice of a mall, so I guess I'd be okay.
Yeah, and then if they say anything, just say, hey, then open up earlier.
Well, they don't have restrooms in there.
Who goes? Yeah, but you could have already got your stuff paid for it, and we could have been home, and you could have peed at home.
Yeah, but who goes to the Polo store to pee?
You?
Do you remember when the Polo store
used to go everywhere?
Do you remember when they used to serve cocktails at the Polo store?
They didn't serve cocktails.
Yes, they did at Biltmore Fashion Square.
Seriously?
The Polo store, you walked in, you could get a glass of champagne while you shopped.
I don't remember that, but you are a bit older than I am.
No, you've got that reversed.
I do?
I'm young and beautiful.
You're just beautiful.
Look at my biceps.
You're old as fuck.
Look at my biceps.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? When you look at my biceps, you better call the animal control department, because if these kids get out, there's going to be trouble.
Did Silas tell you that one?
No, I think I screwed that joke up, though. I don't think I did it right.
Okay, you go pee.
Okay. Well,
no, wait. We still got 5 minutes left.
Well, yeah, but I can't hold
it. Before the store opens.
I can't hold it for 5 minutes.
You can hold it.
Yeah,
you can hold it.
I can't do
it. I wanted to talk about something, though. I can't remember.
What'd you want to talk about?
Oh, narcissists.
Yeah. I think the second half of this program is all going to be about narcissism.
We can start it now.
Wait, are Hollywood stars narcissistic by nature?
No, I don't believe so.
So
not by nature, but they certainly, they can accumulate that as they go.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I don't think anybody is by nature.
Okay, before we do the bathroom break, what is the definition of narcissism?
I don't know.
One who brings undue attention to themselves.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go into it.
Creates drama for themselves.
Yes.
To bring attention to themselves.
They're starving for attention, and they're going to get it at all costs.
Right. Manipulation.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
They always command the conversation.
Correct.
It's, can I tell you one thing that bothers me?
What?
It's like when you're talking to somebody, and they're doing all the talking, you finally get a break to say something, and you can tell that they're just figuring out what they're going to say next. They're not listening to you.
They're not listening to you. Yeah. They're thinking about what their next statement is.
Yeah, it drives me fucking.
That's what I'm doing right now.
That's what you always do. This is my way of gently bringing that up.
All right, I got to go. I got to go. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Is it on?
It was.
It was on until you touched it. When you touched it, now
I didn't fucking touch
you
it.
You did. I saw didn't. You. I
oh
watched
my God.
You.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Stop.
No, I can't. I saw you touch it.
You were licking it.
That's different than touching.
I know, but that's all. The only thing that happened was you were licking it. I didn't touch anything.
I was getting the spot off thing.
Oh my God.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
We had to leave the mall.
We did.
Yeah, things are not looking too good.
Oh, you were spending too much cash. We had to dart out of there.
I know. It was a horrible thing, man.
Like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, the Polo store, man. Every time. Yeah. That does it. It was, I don't know.
Bullshit.
It was like I mentioned, it was like we were out on, what do they call when they let you out of prison for a little bit of time?
Furlough.
Furlough, yeah. Mm-hmm. We were like furloughed there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we had to come back, though.
Yeah, we did. We went back. But we got to meet a nice new lady. She was very pleasant.
At the Polo store. Yeah. She was an absolute doll. I wish we knew her name. But
until she was talking about the time you spent in the Navy, she wasn't born yet.
Yeah. And whenever you tell somebody that you were in the Navy, they kind of look at you a little funny.
Like, they should.
Like, what happened to you out at sea?
They know what happened to you at sea.
Who backed into you, buddy?
They know who backed into you.
No, they don't.
They do.
That's a secret.
They absolutely do.
Greg, we can't.
Everybody
can't
knows.
Talk about this.
I
kind
put
of
it on our Facebook page.
No, we cannot talk about.
I
this
did.
Kind of, no.
I talked about Ramon on our Facebook page.
Ramon.
Your Ramon guy from the Navy.
His name was Fred.
You told me it was Ramon. There was Ramon and a Fred.
No. Let's keep going here.
Oh, he was moaning. That's what you were
Ramoning.
Saying. Ramoning. Ramon. Yes. He was just moaning once. He was re-moaning.
He was re-moaning. So at any rate, before we left, we said we were going to talk about...
narcissism.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Tell me more.
So I was thinking, what are the main attributes of a narcissist? And I was going to look it up. And for once, I'm like, I'm not going to look this up. I'm going to think about this.
Uh-huh.
And see what I believe a narcissist is. I want to see if you agree with me.
Okay.
So I made notes, so I'm going to... So overly boastful.
Okay.
They think a lot about themselves.
Yes.
And so they're always, look what I did. And
can we call it self-centered?
No, boastful is not self-centered necessarily. Okay. Boastful is everybody, look at all the things I've done.
Okay.
Look at how great I am.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but I believe self-centeredness is a part of it. Uh-huh. Everything is about me.
Right.
And everybody needs to concentrate.
Because sometimes I find myself self-centered on certain issues.
That doesn't necessarily make you narcissistic, though.
But I like the title.
Okay, we'll call you narcissistic.
Okay. Okay.
Narcissistic Warren. That's going to be your new
okay.
nickname. Yeah.
Narc.
Yeah. Warren the Narc.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The next one, need for attention. Takes over conversations, doesn't listen while they're talking, and they're thinking of what to say next. We already talked about that a bit.
That's a scary thought.
That just drives me fucking nuts. It's like, well, why are we even having a conversation? You obviously don't give a shit about what I have to say or what I think.
Have you ever been involved with a conversation you have with someone that's obviously thinking about tomorrow or yesterday and then all of a sudden they get a notification on their iWatch and
uh-huh.
like, that is the most irritating.
Yes. Oh, thing. What did you say? And they go, oh, what? I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't there. Yeah, I was busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's very narcissistic.
That's one thing that's happened in our society. It's like if you're having a conversation with somebody, unless it's like somebody who you've already spent like a lot of time with and you're just kind of hanging out.
Right.
Put your fucking phone away.
Yeah.
You know, stop. Enjoy somebody.
Wait, where's your phone?
Be present. It's right in front. I'm reading my notes, you jackass.
Okay.
So, but it's like, be present. Be with somebody instead of just, you know, like you're entertaining me, but not really, is what
right.
you're saying.
Because
right. this still has part of my attention.
Right.
And that, God, I interviewed one guy one
uh-huh.
time. And I'm interviewing him, and we're with the manager of this office that I want him to go work at. All of a sudden, he starts answering a text. During an interview.
Ooh.
And then at the end, he was like, do I have the job? I was like, no.
You were texting in the middle of an interview.
I said, because it's not important to you.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not? It's very important to me. I said, your text was more important.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me, and I said, learn a lesson. I said, don't do that again. So when you interview, I said, be there.
Yeah,
be present. And be attentive, and be with them, and be focused, and... I said, what makes me think that you can work without staring at your phone all day?
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
So.
That's absolutely true. And I had a boss at the property I just left, my media boss. And every time you'd start talking to him in the middle of a conversation, you know, regardless, start returning messages and everything. And you're trying to have a conversation with this guy about issues.
Right.
And the next thing you know, he's on his watch, you know, checking his messages.
Right.
And you're like, dude, are you here?
Right.
You know?
I don't like the watch thing, personally.
Yeah.
I think it's too much. I think it's gone too far.
It has gone. Uh-huh. I think people abuse it.
Uh-huh. I think the watch is good for a lot of things. And I think the watch texting is good, like in case of emergency. You can't get to your phone or something. But just the constant checking of the watch for texts and stuff. It's like,
I have
fuck,
not.
Come on.
I have not sent a text from my watch.
You haven't really?
Yeah, Timex doesn't have that feature yet.
Wow. You have a Timex? I have a Bulova.
Hey, oh, Bulova.
Yes.
Hey, do you remember that the commercials? A Timex takes a licking but keeps on
yes,
ticking.
Yes, I sure do. Yeah.
Yes. And I used to make those stories up as a child.
Did you really?
Yes. It was fascinating to me how you could develop... this picture of this Timex watch going to hell and back and
seriously?
Still working. Yeah. It would still come back
wow.
alive. Okay, narcissism.
You know what I did?
What?
I took Legos.
Uh-huh.
And I glued them together with this crazy glue, I think it was called.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then threw them up against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote both Lego Company and the crazy glue people.
Uh-huh.
I wrote them a letter and told them I was going to sue them because their products were ineffective because they didn't stay together. And especially with the crazy glue, because I threw it up against
uh-huh.
the wall, and it did break open. So it
really?
Wasn't, the glue wasn't so crazy. It was just glue.
Did you hear back from them?
No.
Probably
Oddly
not.
Enough. And I probably wrote it in crayons. I'm guessing, I was like 7 when I did that. But
that was narcissistic behavior.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another thing they do is they don't take blame for shit. For anything.
That bothers me.
Yeah, it's always somebody else's fault. Their fingers are always pointing at somebody else
uh-huh.
because they can't do any wrong.
Right.
Have you ever had all your many, 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 many years on this planet?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had a problem?
54, Craig. 54 years.
Many, many, yeah. many, many. Have you ever had a problem with anybody saying, oops, I fucked up. Let me fix it. Or I'm sorry. Let me fix it.
That's
or,
never an issue.
Has that ever bothered you?
Never an issue. Never.
But have you ever had anybody, like, circumvent the issue and try to blow it
oh,
off?
Oh, yeah.
Now that fucking bothers me.
Well, remember that I mentioned a story about Silas and Sophia this morning,
uh-huh.
where Silas broke the glass at his grandmother's house,
yeah.
and he was able to negotiate with Sophia to take the blame.
Uh-huh.
Narcissism.
You think that's narcissism?
Probably not. He's too little for that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just ingenious.
I thought it was brilliant, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else would take advantage of their little sister
yeah,
like that?
I'm so proud of your son.
Yes, he's coming around.
And but on the other hand, your daughter?
Uh-huh.
I'm a little concerned that she bought into that.
I know. I think there was probably a financial exchange that we're
not
aware of.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sure
gotcha.
He tipped her a few bucks, too.
Right.
Although neither one of them have ever paid anything.
Well, no.
No.
But yeah. they have cash. I know they have, like, birthday cash and shit like that.
Can I tell you a quick story?
No.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
No, it's a narcissistic story. This happened a couple of days ago.
You know it's narcissistic?
What?
Because I said no, and you're telling me anyway.
No, you waved at me to go ahead.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did.
That no, was, see, now you're not. You're
that
not,
was the bird.
But you're
that
not
was
accepting.
That was a bird. That
you're not
bird.
Accepting the blame. You're not accepting the blame.
Okay, tell me the story.
So, okay, so Silas and Sophia, they're 9 and 10. They're at the age where they need to learn how to spend their own money. So I gave them each $20, mm-hmm. told them to go into the store and buy things and pay for them and then come out.
Uh-huh.
Right? So about 20 minutes later, they both come out of the store with two big bags of, like, chips and Gatorades and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they sit down in the car, and they put the $40 back down on the stand there. And they're like, Dad, we did it. I'm like, what'd you do? She goes, my daughter said that the old man behind them felt so sorry for them that he went ahead and he paid for their stuff.
Oh, my God.
And so they bought everything for free.
Wow, you got your $40 back.
I got my $40 back.
That's the cool thing about your kids.
Yes, yes.
When you were a kid, would you give them the money
Hell
back?
Hell no.
Yeah. Oh, look, I got my stuff.
I would take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but they returned the $40 and they had somebody else pay for it. I love entrepreneurs. Wow.
Now they do all your grocery shopping.
Yeah, they're going grocery shopping next week. Wait, what else do we have here?
Okay, we have, everything is their business. Everything. Nothing is off limits. Nothing's private. They need to know everything about everybody.
So they get involved in everybody's uh-huh. fucking business.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
I would agree.
I think so. And they need control of
everything.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Yes. I don't understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren, I'm going to need you to hold your vape in your right hand.
Why?
Because I don't like you doing it in your left hand.
What?
Well, put it in your right hand.
You're controlling
me. Put it in your right
me.
Hand.
You're controlling me. Yeah.
They also have no empathy.
None.
No. So they care about your situation, but they have no, like, they don't actually feel bad for you if you're going through something.
Right. They don't
Sometimes
give a
I think
shit.
They delight in it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, they do not.
Up.
They do not care.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he's, look how screwed up he is.
Yeah,
look at that dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look how good I am.
Uh-huh.
Or something else I've noticed about
What's
narcissistic
that?
People huh. is that when they are challenged with particular issues, uh-huh. they have a tendency to really point out the faults of others
Absolutely.
In order to yeah. make themselves feel better.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And to look better.
And to look better.
Uh-huh.
You know what? You think I'm bad? Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does that actually do for them?
Uh-huh.
Everybody, it makes them look bad to everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes them look like fools.
Yeah.
Was Donald Trump narcissistic?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think so. He's got to be.
Yeah. You think so?
But, yeah, I think so. Okay. I think the only president I can think of that wasn't was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still around, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Yeah. And I heard the Queen has COVID.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah.
That's
Long live the
her
Queen.
Age.
No.
Short live the Queen.
Short live the Queen. Yeah.
yeah.
But I, you know what? I had a friend that got COVID that had a lung condition.
What was her name?
Huh?
I can't say that on air.
Okay, what was her name, though? Oh.
Yeah. And, she got COVID, and with the lung condition, she went to the hospital, and they gave her, like, super medicine to get rid of it.
What's super medicine?
I don't know, man.
That's what they called it?
No, she told me the name, but I can't remember.
Okay. Mm. Robitussin?
Robitussin DM. That was it. But I think they do have drugs for, like, severe cases of...
Yeah, I think so, too.
COVID.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for you and I...
Right.
You know, I had COVID, what, a week ago?
Right.
And, which turns out it's a lot more hype than
yeah,
it turns out to be, especially after you're vaccinated.
Yeah, I think that's made a big difference.
Yeah.
And the Omicron's not supposed to... Omicron?
Omnicum?
Why do we always have to fucking go there? We almost made it a whole episode without you going there.
What? It's coming.
Oh, my God.
Omnipresent coming.
Why are you always thinking of penises?
It has nothing to do with penises.
You were thinking about penises.
I was thinking about COVID.
COVID-ridden penises.
COVID-ridden penises. You're trying to control me.
I am not. I'm trying to have empathy for you because you're just a sorry sack of shit.
What guy? You're pointing out my faults. Yeah, we have to wrap up this podcast.
I'm being honest. No, we don't. I'm not done with my list.
Oh, what's that? Because we're almost at the time
limit. It doesn't matter. I have to finish the list.
We can go over?
Yes, if I say so.
What's next on the list?
There's only one more.
Okay.
They expect everyone to cater to them cater to them, their ideas, and their well-being first. They expect everybody to, like, notice them first and to give them accolades, and it's always,
cheers.
Oh, yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't done shit.
That's right. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know somebody.
Narcissistic
like that.
Bastard. Fuck off.
It's a pretty interesting behavior, this whole narcissism thing.
It is. And do you think it's gotten worse over decades?
I don't know if it's gotten worse or if we as society have become educated to the point where we can notice it more.
Oh, that could be too.
I think we've all dealt with people over the years that have certain personality traits that we don't care for.
Right.
But now that we're understanding the definition of narcissism as a whole, we can certainly apply it to a lot of people based on those little issues that they have.
Yeah. Do you think, like, cavemen?
Yes.
So do you think they were born with, are we born with empathy and caring for other people? Or, like, were they closer to animals? They took care of themselves. So animals take care of their own brood, don't they?
Yeah, but I'm gonna think closer to animals because of the fact, even as a child, I remember my grandmother, who was, you know, German and all this kind of great stuff, wonderful person, but she had a completely different mindset towards society, right? And I think as we've evolved, even in that short period of time, and become more educated on how to work with people, treat people, be kind to people instead of yelling at them. We don't hit people anymore. We coach people.
Right.
And I think a lot of that has taken place in our society.
Do you think that some of that has become too extreme?
Yes. Yes. Like everybody gets a fucking trophy?
Everybody gets a trophy. Self-love, self-help, self... You know, it's...
It's become too liberal in a lot of senses.
And somebody's taken this view of, I can't be any good for you if I don't love myself.
Right.
And they've taken it so far that it becomes somewhat narcissistic.
Yeah.
It's all... Everything is about them, and it becomes... And about their growth as a person.
Uh-huh.
And... But then they use the guise of, well, it's just for you if I can be better for you.
Right. Yeah, which is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of the trends that we see in society, especially when it comes to rearing our children, are creating children that aren't...
They're pussies.
Are pussies.
Yeah.
And when I was in military school, boarding school, I was being a smart ass in my algebra class, and I wouldn't remain focused.
Right.
Until one day when the teacher walked over and smacked me in the head and then hit me in the forehead with a ruler.
Right.
From that point on, I was hyper-focused in algebra.
Sure. It makes you think.
I didn't pass. But I was still hyper-focused all the way through.
Right.
You know, and because of him, I had to learn how, hey, you're going to focus in class, otherwise you're going to suffer the consequences.
Right.
The consequences today?
There's none.
Oh, you don't get a cookie on Friday.
But then Friday comes and it's like, well, have you learned your lesson? Okay, you can have a cookie.
You can have a cookie. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's that stuff. It's we become too soft, I think.
Yeah, we have to suck it up, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's not life.
This has been a great podcast.
It has been.
Yes. Sleepless in Cialis.
.com. Uh-huh.
Sleepless in Cialis on...
One word on Facebook?
Yeah. And Sleepless in Cialis.
Cialis?
No, Cialis. It's
it
fixed.
Is Cialis?
Yeah, on TikTok.
I don't think it is.
We need to make a TikTok video.
Oh, let's do one right now.
Okay.
Do y'all want to stay for that, or would you rather we stop now and then we'll go make a TikTok and y'all can go about your lives? Let us know. We're going to wait.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.